This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to Black-owned businesses, pandemic, access to capital, and social justice. Today, restaurateurs in North Texas. Elizabeth Myong of KERA in Dallas has the story.
At Off the Bone Barbecue in Dallas, the pitmaster pulls back tin foil from a hot rack of baby back ribs. Co-owners Dwight Harvey and wife Rose Broussard say sales are down about 30% compared to a year ago.
It's day-to-day type thing. I mean, that's pretty much where we are at this point.
Day-to-day, month-to-month, season-to-season.
Catering business plummeted. They had to cut indoor dining capacity. Then beef prices rose. Off the Bone did see a burst of business over the summer, as protests against police brutality brought new customers, wanting to support Black-owned businesses like theirs. But Broussard says that first wave of support has faded. Farther north in Dallas, Smokey John's Barbecue also saw lots of new customers after the protests. But aided by promotions and social media outreach, co-owner Juan Reeves, who's Black, says many of his new customers keep coming back.
I think across the board, the initiative to support Black businesses has helped sustain us through the pandemic.
This year, Smokey John's saw its biggest Juneteenth sales, up 400% compared to last year. Still, Reeves says the cancellation of the State Fair of Texas was a huge blow. It usually brings in over a third of his restaurant's annual revenue.
There's no way we could make all that up.
More than 40% of Black-owned businesses in Texas say they could close because of the pandemic. That's according to a preliminary statewide survey from the Texas Association for African American Chambers of Commerce. Harrison Blair is the president of Dallas's Black Chamber of Commerce. He says the movement to support Black businesses is promising, but that his organization is working to make it last.
We want to do everything we can to make sure that this is not just a fad or a phase.
Blair says one way to make sure that Black businesses get the help they need is by making capital more accessible to those entrepreneurs. In Dallas, I'm Elizabeth Myong for Marketplace.